Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
You're now listening to The Check-In with Black Menswear, and I'm your host, Neandre Broussard, CEO and founder of Black Menswear. It's unfortunate that black men have had to fight negative perceptions that not only make our personal journeys more difficult, but directly impact the wider African-American community. On The Check-In, we provide proof against these stereotypes by discussing engaging topics that uplift our community through interviews of inspiring individuals with stories of rags to riches, defeat to victory, and just downright interesting stuff you'll want to hear. Although Black Menswear was birthed out of a love for men's fashion and style, that love has blossomed into one of the internet's foremost communities for men to gain encouragement, inspiration, and of course, style and swag tips. We've literally gone viral over and over again for our flash mobs. Now, you ain't gotta be black to listen to this podcast, but you do have to keep an open mind and have a desire to be a part of something to change the narrative. Thanks for tapping in. This is The Check-In with Black Menswear.
I'm really excited for today's check-in. We got my guy Thrash coming through. The man is a drip legend. So I hope you guys really entertained and tuned in what we got today. Before I bring Thrash in, gotta do a little bit of housekeeping. You know what I'm saying? First, make sure you go and you follow the check-in across all podcast platforms, right? Go ahead and subscribe to it on all podcast platforms. Go ahead and just subscribe to the check-in. Second thing, you got to share. You got to tell somebody else about it because these stories that we have in are so dope and so impactful and so close to our community from guys that are leaders that are excelling in our community. So don't forget to do that. Third, yo, this hat is kind of wavy. So don't forget Black Menswear and Wear Brands have a collaboration that comes out next month. We are going to bring, this is called A Moment of Time. Rightfully so, it's a moment of time where we got two black brands that are coming together to do something super, super dope. So don't miss out on your opportunity to get A Moment in Time hat collaboration. Without further ado, I gotta bring my guy Thrash in here to come in. So let me see if I get my guy come in here, drop these gems, talk his shit, because I know he gonna come in here talking that mad stuff. But bringing him in here. Oh yeah, there you go.
Yo, yo.
What up, family? How you doing, bro?
Good, man. How you doing?
Man, forgive me for my 2-minute delay, bro. My set started falling apart. I'll be like, oh gosh. So, but we in here though. We in here. So, guys, we're on the check-in. We're here. This is season 2, episode 2. We got my guy Thrash on with us on the check-in. Now, I can only introduce him in the way that I can do introduce him, but I gotta let the man introduce himself. So, Thrash, man, let the people know who you are just a little bit.
All right. My name is Quentin Thrash, also known as Staple Thrash. I am a custom bespoke menswear designer. I'm based in L.A., but I'm originally a country boy from Georgia, man. So,
yeah,
I got them stories, man. I come from a small town and I've been in L.A. 10 years now. So, okay. Yeah, I've been grinding for a while trying to get to where I'm at now, man.
Now, did you go to L.A. to follow your dream, to follow your passion?
So technically not. To follow my passion, yeah, but, like, honestly, when I moved here, I didn't really have a real, like right-away path that I planned on taking. I was just honestly just given opportunity to move to L.A., and I just knew everything that I was already doing, I would be able to expand it more, you know what I'm saying, once I... So, right. A barber. I've been a barber for 17 years now.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Like, one of those things I always had in my back pocket, so I knew, even no matter where I always know how to, you know what I'm saying, make ends meet with that. So I moved here with that in my back pocket. And then the fashion and style was just something that was always just very natural to me and So eventually, you know what I'm saying, all of that kind of stuff just kind of runs its course. You know what I'm saying? When it's genuine, it always kind of comes around full circle. So
absolutely.
Not for me.
Now, so that's a great introduction, man. So again, we got Thrash here on the check-in, and you follow one passion to LA, right? Fell in love with something totally different or something a little bit different, and then started focusing on that and really blossomed within that, right? Like, so for you kind of being along this path, like, at what point did you start to feel as though like you're becoming successful in what it is that you're doing?
Man, you know what, bro? It took me 5 years before I actually got stable. Five years on couches, staying with different women I was dating, things like that. 5 years, bro.
Yeah.
It was honestly when I had my son, which ironically, like, I don't mean to be cliche and be like, oh, when I had my son, I started grinding. And it's like, no, I had always been grinding. It was just something about the timing when my son was born. It was literally 2 months before my son was born that, like, everything finally started clicking. All the hard work, all the hustle I've been putting in, everything just started kind of making sense. And because of, like, me, so I originally moved to L.A. from Charleston, South Carolina, where I went to college at. I had already kind of been comfortable in a sense because I had been working in a barbershop for a while, making decent money.
Yeah. So
when I moved to L.A. and kind of went back to the grind, I didn't really trip because I already knew how to kind of get back to where I was. So I was never like frustrated, like, oh, this ain't working out, because I would be able to pick up those clippers and get back where I wanted to. But I had to sacrifice something major in order to be able to, you know, say, elevate to that next level.
No, good point.
I thugged it out for a good 5 years before I actually kind of got my footing. And man, from there, it's just like the opportunities I had, I just started taking advantage of them. And I was glad that it took me the amount of time that it did to kind of to get where I'm at now. Because if I had some of these opportunities present themselves earlier, I honestly possibly wouldn't have had the capacity to actually be able to utilize some of the things.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Like 5 years built me to where I'm at to be able to utilize all the resources and things that I have and the knowledge that I have. So
that's a good point, man. When you think about, you know, success doesn't happen overnight. And sometimes you're planting seeds for the harvest. Like, I always talk about this journey of success. It's all about, what are you doing today that's helping and inspiring your future self, right? Because we got to help and inspire ourselves. And so for you to say that, really hitting on the point that there's sometimes we grow too fast. And we grow, and then all of a sudden we're overwhelmed with stuff. And that's where you see, you know, sometimes people fall apart. They're not able to match the efficiencies. It soils business relationships because people are like, well, they're not reliable. I can't count on them. So we do, sometimes people do obtain success too quickly. But the way you stated this, like, you know, I took all the wins for what they were and used them to build upon what you got to now. And it was all in the right time. And am I hearing you right?
Yeah. And so that's why I'm a big firm believer of trusting the process. It's like that I wasn't. I knew I wasn't like half-assed, and I knew I wasn't, you know what I'm saying, playing around, not really, you know what I'm saying, staying focused. So I knew that eventually my time would come. So I never really stressed about it. And that's why I was able to sleep on couches for 5 years. Cause my mindset wasn't even on trying to be comfortable. It was like, I'm working, I'm grinding, I'm trying to get
right. Right.
So it really didn't weigh on me that bad, man.
Yeah, no, for sure. Now thinking about kind of like where you're at now, and you still on this journey, right? Because I know a lot of people look at you, they're like, oh, it's thrashed and made it. But if I know you, I'm cool, but I still ain't eclipsed or gotten to nowhere near where I want to be. One of those moments that I definitely want to hit on, right? You got the opportunity to put the drip on Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah.
Was that for the Emmys? Was that when he hosted the Emmys?
Yeah.
So, man, how did that whole thing come about, and how did you feel, you know, in that moment?
You know what, man? It's like, even so, this attests to the statement that I just made about timing being right, right?
Yeah.
So me and Cedric originally met through one of his business partners who wanted me to design like a shirt, like this like bowling shirt that I had did, but they wanted me to like do it for a part of something that Cedric had going on.
Yeah.
And so I went and met up with Ced at his house, and it was probably like four of us in that meeting. And when I got there, I don't know if you ever seen my car, but I got an 86.
Yeah. Yep.
When I pulled up to the house, I come through, and when as soon as I walk in the house, his wife was like, she was like, that's your car outside? I was like, yeah. So we had the meeting. When I left out of the meeting, I'm walking to my car. Everybody that was in the house follows me outside to come check out the car.
Yeah.
But then Sid was like, oh, so you in the classics? He was like, follow me in my garage.
Yeah.
And he showed me a couple of his cars. And that's how me and his like relationship kind of formed. So I think it was like 2 weeks later, I get a text message from him. Well, at this time, we didn't even have each other's phone number. I was dealing with his business partner at the time.
Yeah, right.
Send them text message, hey, me and some boys, we're going cruising, you know what I'm saying, in the cars or whatever this Sunday. And he was like, you know what I'm saying, pull up. I was like,
right.
So,
hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Yeah, man. And so when we were there, we linked up, we chopping it up. And he was like, man, I got something. I can't really speak on it right now, but I got something big that I think I kind of want you a part of, man, that I trust you with. And it ended up being, you know what I'm saying, the Emmys play. But I say all that to say is, like, the way that our relationship is the way it is because of, like, not just me being a fashion designer. It's like it's around it that I've built this, like, this lifestyle about.
For sure.
Younger, I couldn't have had that lifestyle built around everything that I have. It wasn't just, he's a fashion designer, he's cool. It's like, no, he met me, I was cool, I was down to earth. Everything around me is put together well. The whole presentation, the whole package is put together well.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, that's what he, you know, entrusted in me, man, because, you know what I'm saying, the whole, everything that I brought to the table was to elevate, you know what I'm saying, everyone that's around me. So and so to this day, like, man, we still cool. We text regularly just as homies and not just
Right. And that's a big thing too for anybody out there that's starting a business or that has a business. One of the biggest things about business is relationships, right? Yeah. You gotta think about, right, you're not the only designer in LA. Hell, especially not in LA, right? But what differentiates you from everybody else, a lot of that comes down to how you carry yourself as a person when you come into that meeting, how you engage with people and how they, like, what you guys click on, to where relationships are really big driving forces in business, even a lot of times greater than the products that people have, you know, and you just laid it out. It's basically like, yo, we clicked in another lane that then opened up another opportunity because they got to know the person. And as a business owner, showcasing yourself as the person, I think, is a big thing that often gets overlooked because, you know, a lot of times people are always trying to shove that product down people's throat and they don't forget about the who are you. Like, people in business would thrash because of who you are, not necessarily just because, you know what I'm saying, you know how to put something on that looks well for them and they take that experience and they run with it.
Yeah. And like, for example, like when we do hang out or we're out at car meets or whatever it may be, the way that I'm dressed is just going to, that's just how I dress every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
even me hanging around him, like, I have a lot of celebrity clients, and it's crazy when there'll be times where, like, I'll be getting attention for, you know what I'm saying, the way I dress or the way I present myself and not my clients.
Yeah, right.
Like, once when you have clients who are sure of themselves, like, that doesn't bother them. It's like, that means I have the right type of people in my circle. You know what I mean? That's the very important thing, is to be able to actually bring value to the relationship and the situation, other than just, you know what I'm saying, trying to shove a product down somebody's throat. You know what I mean?
No, good point. Value versus commodity, right? everybody got a commodity. Don't everybody got value. You know what I'm saying? Are you damn sure than showing your value? Now thinking about, again, this journey, this road to where you are today, and you guys here on the check-in, we got my guy Quentin Thrash, aka Thrash, on with us. Talking about your journey, bro, I know, you know, you already kind of alluded to some of the early obstacles you had to overcome, as related to, you know, basically just kind of like location, that kind of stuff. But what is one like super big obstacle you remember, but overcoming that now you like, dang, I know exactly why I went through that test. I know exactly why I had to go through that. And what has it done for you since then?
Man, I mean, like saying, I think all of us as creatives and artists, and especially entrepreneurs, we all have so many of these moments.
Yeah, right.
So I feel like one of my biggest ones, man, was me getting kicked out of college, man. So I went to college on a full football scholarship. You know what I mean? I played basketball, football. I ran track. I was a huge athlete. And my sophomore year of college, I ended up losing my scholarship off of some stuff we ain't got to mention right now. But it really wasn't that bad.
Yeah, man.
So it's like I was 19 years old and I get kicked out of college, man. And it's like it's literally like somebody just like turns the lights off. It's like, and what do I do tomorrow? Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't prepared for this. Yesterday and today are two totally different things right now.
Right.
I just remember one thing I told my dad. I was like, I'm not going to be that statistic of that little black boy who has all this potential, all this talent, and got to come back and live with his parents. I was like, yeah. So I told my dad I was staying in South Carolina. I was going to figure it out. I refused. I never went back home. I could probably count on my hand how many times I've been back to Florida since I got kicked out of school. Like, it's literally like that serious.
Yeah.
I just seen something pop on my phone. But yeah, so anyway, so after school, I was like, what am I gonna do? So I was trying to get a job, couldn't find a job nowhere. But the one thing that I had in my back pocket was I had been cutting hair.
Yeah.
So I ended up getting into a barbershop, and then that's how things kind of started, you know what I'm saying, taking a turn for me. But then what also happened is because in that barbershop, I was the young dude. I was 19. Everybody else, they married, got kids and all this stuff. And all of the things that I was talking about, I'm dreaming big and like feeling it. They just like, man, you just a little young. You just a little young dude.
Yeah.
So now I moved to LA and everything that I was talking about doing, I'm actually doing. And I got a whole different level of respect for it just because like they couldn't see the vision that I had for myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And one thing I will admit, man, this all everything that I do in fashion and style is completely genuine and just it's all me. Like, I didn't go to any fashion schooling. I didn't take any classes. I didn't do any of that stuff, man. This was all school of hard knocks, having the will to want to know and knowing how to go source that information for myself.
Yeah.
And that is the biggest thing that the biggest learning thing that I have is showing myself that, oh, the information is out there and you can go get it. You don't have to take the, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to take the traditional route just because, you know what I'm saying, that's what people tell you you have to do. My route was definitely unpaved. It wasn't very nurtured. You know what I'm saying? I come from the country. Like, nobody in my family is artists and creatives and nothing like that. Like, I was just in a league of my own trying to figure it all out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love that. But that's where you really were able to draw on your creativity. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I'm going to tell you right now. When I was getting dressed to come on here, I said, hold on, man, I got to put some shit on because I know Thrash is going to come. And you came in, stuck in here with this shirt on, bro. And I'm like, dang, like, I tried my best, and he come in with this shirt that just got it going. But no, I love that, you know what I'm saying? You understand that. And people, that's a testimony to people, you know what I'm saying? People that feel as though, well, like, in order for me to get here, I got to go, and I got to go through this traditional route. And you're like, nah, I just, you know, at some point, you got to take control in your own hands, and that's what you did, right? You were like, this is what I want to get more involved in and get more, you know, get a better understanding of this. So, shoot, I'm going to learn it myself. I'm going to find the pieces to myself and take your own approach. And again, that's where you're able to stand out when we talk about business. And I keep hitting on this because entrepreneurs out there try to be like everybody else. It's like, nah, run your lane, run your course your way. And it's going, you know, it's going to work for you in the way that it does because it's supposed to be your journey. It's not supposed to be somebody else's journey. Yeah, yeah.
There is no, like, no saying, I'm from the South once again, so we got all these sayings. And you know what I
say? Yeah, sure do.
One way to skin a cat. So, like, You know what I'm saying? And knowing what that means is like, it's more than one way to do anything. So just because this route worked for someone, that it might not work for you that same way. Or for just sure. didn't work for someone doesn't mean that's not the route for you. So for sure. just I figured out what worked for me and I stayed true to it. And yeah, man, it paid off in the end.
I love it, bro. So thinking about, you know, you just kind of talked about it, but like thinking about 10 years ago, mm-hmm. what would you tell yourself 10 years ago that could help you get quicker to where you are today? What would you just drop a nugget on younger Thrash 10 years ago?
That's crazy because 10 years is literally when I moved to LA. True. What would that gem be to myself? I think it would be to start associating myself with the types of people that I want to be around sooner. Because it took a while to realize that. Like when I first moved out here, I was doing a lot of partying. I was doing a lot of, you know what I'm saying, hanging out, kicking it like that. And I wasn't super focused. But I mean, it worked in a way because I met a lot of people from being in the party scene. I got a lot of notoriety and being recognized because of the way I dress from that. But I think the people that I associate myself with now, I would have had a quicker turnaround. You know what I mean? And I would have learned the things that I needed to learn. I would have learned them sooner that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like when I was younger, 10 years ago, I wasn't learning a lot. Like I was meeting. Things that I needed to know in business, and I wish I could have learned those things sooner.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. You know what they say, iron sharp as iron. You know what I'm saying? Like the people, and again, I'm from the South too, straight out of Texas, straight out of Texas. But like to your point, like iron sharpens iron, where the rooms that you're now moving in, them rooms, like that was one thing I learned at a younger age too. It's like, nah, there's different conversations going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And while I'm trying to be in this particular space, my boy was telling me, he's like, bro, he say, bro, like after college, I did a little bit of time as an Uber driver. Mm-hmm. He was like, bro, like you would be amazed at the difference of conversation that you have between cultures. He was like, you know, I pick up dudes that are, you know, that are drunk after the club, whatnot, after the bar. He said, well, I pick up these dudes that don't look like us. They drunk, but they talking about mergers, acquisitions, investments, and they lit. You know what I'm saying? They talking about that. Versus he like, we get in the car, we drunk, we talking about hoes, spending money, and like these things. And he was like, bro, at that point, that kind of clicked something to me. Like, damn, like I'm tripping. You know, when I'm thinking about the type of conversations I'm having. But to your point, it's those circles that you're around. It's who you're around that also helps to elevate you, because they dropping nuggets on you and you're able to really kind of capture that information and do something with the information too.
Yeah, man. And you'll learn, man, like you'll start shedding a lot of dead weight. Which like saying, that's something I kind of held true on, kind of like held tightly, is like still wanting to keep the same people around me that came up with me. But you realize a lot of them people, like, everybody ain't meant to come for the full ride. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, for sure.
Like, try all you want. Like I've tried all I want, man. I had a really kind of a, not want to say a big falling out, but I kind of like fell out with one of my closest friends recently, and it was literally because he felt that I had changed because of the type of circles that I'm involved in now. And I'm like, how have I changed when I brought you into that room with me?
Yeah.
So how do you throw that in my face when I brought you into this room with me?
Yeah.
To show you what it's like over here, but you're taking it as, oh, you ain't kicking it with all the people that we used to kick it with. It's like, I'm not understanding that when I'm bringing you in this situation, because I still want to keep, you know what I'm saying, my close-knit people in the know of all the stuff that I'm learning now.
For sure. For sure.
Hurt me, bro, just because like I'm very, I'm all about, you know what I'm saying, keeping my people close. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Are realizing that some people, man, they're not on the same path, and you know what I'm saying? You gotta be willing to, you know what I'm saying, shed that dead weight sometimes.
I think that's a maturity piece too. You know what I'm saying? Like I think a lot of people, especially speaking in our community, a lot of people that should have made it, right? Could have made it, didn't, because of the circle that they stayed with. right? Because they were like, you know what, I gotta be, and I think it's a difference between like, to your point, like, I'm not disloyal. I just gotta take care of, you know what I'm saying, of what I'm trying to get to. And then you never know when I get to where I'm supposed to be at, what kind of doors can I open now? Mm-hmm. But if, you know, but if I don't even get a chance to get there because I'm stuck with, you know, not to say dead weight, but that's a good way to put it. Yeah. Like that's something that I think a lot of men in our community have gotten stuck in traps like that because mm-hmm. they feel so much as, oh, yo, I gotta be, you know, I gotta be savior to everybody too. Right. I think that's something that we hold weight on, because a lot of times we the first ones to do this. We the first ones to do that. And we hold the weight of all of that to where it's like, well, I can't even leave, because if I leave, you know, what's going to happen to them? Versus we got to think about it more so along lines. If I leave and I get it, how can I come back in a way that's even more impactful than us struggling together? Like, you know what I'm saying? Now it's like, OK, boom, now I can help, kind of help with different programs and things like that. And I mean, you bring up a great point with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
So let me ask you this. So, you know, we know who you are from a designer space, right, bro? I didn't see you on commercials. I didn't see you on series, on TV. I didn't see you in magazines. I didn't see you all over social media, right? And we know you for that. What's something that nobody knows or few people know about Quentin Thrash?
I feel like it's kind of hard for me, because it's kind of hard for me to answer right now, because I feel like I'm very candid and I'm very open about, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My lifestyle. So something that nobody knows about me, I don't think there's nothing that people don't know about me. I feel like I'm very open, man, but like I'm a big family man. Like, so I got a 4-year-old son named Royal, man, and like I was able to just get him involved. He just did his first commercial. So I'm very big on that, man. I'm very big on being a positive, you know what I'm saying, parent, father figure. What else? I'm a homebody. I'm a homebody, man. Like I said, I struggled for so long that like now that I've like built all of this, it's like, man, let me enjoy it now. Jumping through hoops and stuff. So a lot of the time, man, it's rare to see me out nowadays. It's rare to see me out, man. I'm somewhere chilling with my son or whatever. I'm chilling, man. I'm trying to think of something good for you.
No, I mean, shoot, that's good enough. I mean, in the true essence of it is, you know what I mean? Like when you think about who you are, because again, a lot of people, I know they've seen your son, you know, on the page ever so often, little man on the page, but like that's the first thing, you know, you bring up, that says a lot to me. I'm a dad, right? So that understanding of that father son relationship is special. You know what I'm saying? I got two boys. Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, man. It's
something that's a little interesting. So, not that it's a bad thing, but believe it or not, contrary to like the way I dress, is as bold as I dress and as loud as I dress, when I'm out at places, I'm kind of like a wallflower.
Mm-hmm.
Because I honestly don't like all the attention that I get. If it sounds kind of like...
No, I'm with you right there. Yeah.
When I get dressed, man, this is my art. It comes natural to me. Like, I don't put no more thought into getting dressed as the next man does. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but what happens is, especially I'm 6'4", you know what I'm saying? I demand a lot of attention when I walk in a room. And it's all, the majority of the conversations always have to be about what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
And I'm much more than that.
Right.
You
know what
I mean?
Right.
When I go to places, I tend to end up just like kind of sliding off to the side, because I get tired of having the same conversation over and over. That's
for
the
sure.
thing that people feel like they can talk to me about is my what I'm wearing or fashion. And I'm like, bro, like there's so much more to me than just I tend to, you know what I'm saying, I walk in and I end up kind of finding me a little corner and I be chilling, man, because I don't feel the need to be all over the place and all in front of me. You know, so I don't drink, I don't smoke, never had. I'm just a real chill dude, man. So
that's a good point. A lot of people think the spotlight, you know, you thrive in that. It's like, it's like, that's work. I got to go to work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I go in, I work it. And then at that point, it's like, dang, I'm trying. I get it, bro. I've been there a few times. It's like, this
story. I almost, it being like more mysterious. It's almost that guy, now he's gone. I kind of like that idea nowadays, man. Yeah.
No, I love it. I love it, bro. Well, again, hey, you guys are here on the check-in. We're here with Quentin Thrash, a.k.a. Stay Fly Thrash. Man, I appreciate the time that you've given us today. One thing that I want to do at the end of every episode, I got to go through what I call this or that. All right? You ain't got no time. Ain't no preparation. You just got to go with it. Okay? So all this right. or that. First thing up, city or country?
Country.
Oh, for sure. He said, that's home. Yeah, that's home. That's home. Beaches or mountains?
Ooh. Let's go beaches. I like to see the women.
Okay. That'll work. That'll work. Vacation, U.S. or leaving the country?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely international out here. I'm leaving. I'm out of here.
Got you.
I've seen everything over here already.
Yeah. He said, yeah. Trying to see some more. Patterns, paisley or polka dot?
Ooh. Paisley, but it got to be the right paisley. Not all paisleys. You know what I'm saying?
All paisleys made equally. Oh, man. Last one. Right-handed or left-handed?
I'm right-handed.
Right-handed. Okay. Okay. Now, that's I always get the interesting question because they say the right side of the brain, when you left-handed, is more artistic. But I know a lot of designers that are right-handed. So I just want to throw that one out there. Man, shoot. So, Quint, man, how can they reach you? How can they follow you? What you got coming up that they need to be on the lookout for?
Yeah, man. You can find me on social media. My Instagram is at StayFlyThrash. My website is thrashbespoke.com. Everything I make is completely custom one-on-one, so I don't have any ready-to-wear clothing. But what I am working on now is a home decor line, which goes back to what I was speaking about earlier. It's like I build a complete brand around.
What's up, everyone? It's Boss Britt.
And it's DJ Excel.
If you're a fan of the queer culture and lifestyle, then be sure to check out and subscribe to The No Homo Show.
We're a show that shares true stories that are uncut, funny, relatable, and of course, gay from a lesbian's perspective.
That's right. Brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network.
On myself, not just the clothes that I wear.
Yeah.
The type of car that I drive to the way my apartment's designed, all of those things matter. So now I'm working on home decor. So if you may not be a suit wearer or things like that, then it may be a throw pillow of mine that may resonate with you, or some drapes or whatever that may be. So that's something that I'm kind of tapping into. And it also gives, like, you know what I'm saying, those little younger black kids that look like us who haven't been exposed to those types of things that they may be interested into. You know what I mean? Just showing, like, someone else that looks like them is doing something that they never seen being done before.
Absolutely.
Home decor line, man, and I'm excited about it, and I can't wait to put it out there for everybody to kind of, you know what I'm saying, tap into.
Well, sure, you got 9 months before my house is done being built, so at that point, I'm gonna need some of that, yeah, for sure.
Y'all already remember, man, look, you see?
Okay, yeah. You see, okay?
Yeah.
I like that. Man, bro, I appreciate you, and again, bro, I appreciate you pulling up to the LA Flash Mob. You know what I'm saying? Pulling up, coming and experience the brotherhood with us, bro. That was lovely.
Right now, I'm gonna be real right now. I was kinda in my feelings that the one before that I wasn't know of. I kinda felt wait. So when the next one came around, I was like, let me make sure I'm on point. Gotta be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was a pleasure, man. Y'all welcomed me with open arms, man. I had an amazing time. I met so many amazing people from that. Like, I actually just ran into a guy that lives in my building who knew me from that that event. So, yeah, man, I just want to appreciate you. I mean, I want to thank you, and I appreciate what you've been doing with the Black Menswear movement.
Love, bro.
All over everything. Like, man, it's amazing, bro. And I'm just glad I was able to be a part of it and bring, you know what I'm saying, what I do to the table.
Nah, love, bro. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Again, guys, you guys have been here with us on the check-in. This is season 2, episode 2, dope episode with my guy Thrash. Don't miss out. We're going to drop this on Thursday on all podcast channels. So if you caught the tail end of it, go check out the check-in on all podcast channels. We there. Believe me, we there. You can hear it over again. My man dropped some really good nuggets about growing, about maturity, about the time and taking the time that it takes to get to where you got to be at, and really understanding and trusting the process. So you're not going to want to miss out on that. My guy, I appreciate you, bro. Love to you and the family. I'm going to be seeing you soon. Yep. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be seeing you soon, bro.
All right, see you soon, brother.
All right, now.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to the Check-In with Black Menswear. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and tell a friend about it. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Black Menswear. Check out and subscribe to the Black Menswear YouTube channel. And visit us online at www.weareblackmenswear.com to join the mailing list for ongoing updates for the Black Menswear Flash Mob Tour. Peace and blessings.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.